Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Really excited about this next segment because it shows that you can have not only success in your professional life, but also be able to do great things in your personal life and to show other people what's possible for them as well. Dr. Sergio Alvarez is making his first appearance on our program. He's been recognized as one of Miami's top plastic surgeons. We're going to talk to him not only about the work that he's been able to do as a surgeon, but also the work that he's been able to do in his life in general, because apart from being a plastic surgeon that is sought after, he's also an individual that gives back to the community. He works with veterans and reconstruction cases, as well as, of course, does a lot to help with education as well. We're going to talk to him not only about the work he's been able to do with his foundation, but also the example that he's setting for all of us today. Sergio, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. I was really excited to be able to speak with you because, you know, I think so many times, Sergio, just we as people in general, you know, when we hear plastic surgeon, you know, all kinds of thoughts, you know, go through our mind. But I think a person like you really shows us that it's more than just, you know, about the name or the title. It really is about the person, and you've shown that in the work you've been able to do. So what has it been like for you to balance not only, of course, the work that you're known for, but also the things that you're very passionate about?
You know, part of being in the medical field, it takes a personality that is very dedicated to their work, partially due to the fact that, you know, it's a long career and it takes, you know, a long process. But along the road, you have to realize that it's a journey and not a destination. So for me, it really came, you know, to being that I really needed to pursue my passions throughout this long career that I had chosen. You know, and I was lucky enough to have a father who was in the medical field, so I saw it at a very young age, and I saw how he was able to, you know, be very flexible with his schedule and still pursue his desire. So I kind of took that as an example and tried to do the same.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad that you mentioned your father, because one of the things that I noticed when I was prepping for this segment with you, Sergio, was that, you know, he also was a person who pushed you toward your own personal greatness. That person for me and my family was my grandmother, but he was there to kind of encourage you to be the best of yourself. Do you think that also helped you? And not only, of course, you, I mean, you, of course, you looked up to him as, you know, as someone who was a physician, but do you think just having that support was one of the things that pushed you to do your best?
I have to say that one of the things he always puts myself in, you know, just that to live your life, you know, and your career.
Okay, Sergio, we seem to be losing your connection. You're breaking up there. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. All right. Yeah, that is a whole lot better. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. It was breaking up there for a moment. No, it's okay. It's okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to break your train of thought there.
No, I was just saying that, you know, he always pushed us to be the best that we could be in whatever we decided to do. Very early on, my brother and my sister decided medicine wasn't for them, but it was something that I had a passion for. So kind of living through his example and being able to see that, really pushed me to, you know, be the best that I could be.
Right, yeah. So do you think that has carried over into what you're able to do with the Alvarez Foundation and being able, you know, to not only to, you know, to help others, but also to encourage them to be able to pursue whatever their goals and dreams are?
Yes, in fact, you know, the Alvarez Foundation was basically a dedication that we as a family did to my father due to the fact that they've always been very big on education. They've always been very, on the forefront of education. So we wanted to kind of channel all the charitable givings that my parents and my family do as a whole into one vehicle. And that's really where the Alvarez Foundation was born.
Yeah, and what a great work that is to be able to do. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live, excited today to welcome Dr. Sergio Alvarez to our program. He's not only a sought-after plastic surgeon, but an individual that gives back to the community in many ways. We were just talking briefly about the Alvarez Foundation. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. But also the thing that really, you know, really got my attention with you, Sergio, was the work that you're able to do with veterans. I want to talk about that. What led you in that direction to be able to want to help those, you know, of course, that are coming back from war?
Well, I have to say that, you know, I think most people can relate to, you know, the sense of patriotism that most people had right after 9/11. But that, you know, that feeling of patriotism kind of resonated with me, and to this day, I have not really forgotten it. And it was, you know, part of the fact that, you know, my career is a long-term commitment. I was not necessarily, I couldn't say I felt stuck, but something that I knew that I needed to continue, and there was very limited ways that I could give back in that sense. I couldn't necessarily just leave my training and, you know, pick up a weapon and go fight for this country without really, you know, honing my skills. So I wanted to, you know, find a way that I could give back and fulfill that sense of duty that I felt. And giving back to the veterans specifically was one way. But another mechanism for me to fulfill that duty was I became a professor and a teacher to the special operations community. Doing my training in Tampa, where Central Command is located, I was able to actually volunteer my time during residency to train all the special operations medics. And it was that, you know, one-on-one interaction with these guys that were very young and very elite soldiers that were basically on their way to war, really opened my eyes to something that I never thought that I would have a firsthand experience with. So yeah. I think that combined with, you know, the medical standpoint of things will really help me kind of be very diligent with my passion for the veterans.
Yeah. You know, a thing that I thought about with you, and it even comes out now that you're talking about the work with the veterans, Sergio, and that is that I have always looked at certain types of professions, you know, as not only part of the creative process, but also, of course, as, you know, a God-given art. Is that kind of what you see your work that you've been able to do as a surgeon as? I mean, as not only a real real art, but also, of course, something that you were given to be able to do good for others.
Yes, I think, you know, the beauty about plastic surgery in specific is that unlike the rest of the surgical subspecialties, it allows us to use our creativity. Most, you know, surgical specialties like general surgery and such have, you know, very, very defined techniques for their procedures. There may be one or two ways to take out a gallbladder, one or two ways to take out an appendix, but when you're talking about plastic surgery, the sky's the limit. There are 20, 30 ways to do each procedure we do, and that's partly due to the fact that there is not one best way to do anything, and that's really where the beauty of the art of plastic surgery comes down to. So it takes a different kind of mentality when you know, faced with challenging problems in plastic surgery. It makes it difficult, yet it makes it more fulfilling, at least to me.
Well, you know, I think the other thing is that people like yourself, I think, are giving people another look at what a plastic surgeon looks like. And I think it's so sad that, unfortunately, when we hear certain things, we automatically come to certain assumptions about a person, about what they do, and mm-hmm. the types of work that they do. Do you think that has been part of the great thing about showing people all of who you are, that it kind of demystifies what people think of when they think of plastic surgery?
Yes, I think, you know, the image that plastic surgery has attained is that, you know, and I see this in my daily life, as soon as I tell somebody that I'm a plastic surgeon, the first thing that comes to mind is cosmetic surgery. Now, cosmetic surgery is a portion of what we do, but it's not everything. That we cover every single part of the body. We deal with children to adults. We deal with craniofacial deformities, hand surgery, general reconstruction, and cosmetic surgery. So I think, you know, being a well-rounded plastic surgeon and really educating the public on all the different things that we can do is really important for our field and for our image.
Yeah. Do you look at yourself as a role model, Sergio?
That's a hard question. Yes, I think I I see myself as a role model, specifically to people that are looking for careers in medicine, mostly because I get a lot of questions from friends, family friends that are interested in medicine, and people have the idea that, you know, it's a career that demands 100% of your time. And one of the things I try to strive people to understand is that, you know, this is just a part of what they can do. And
right.
There is time to follow your passions and be able to do different things. You know, it's a journey that takes a long time, but it's a very, very fruitful one. And
right.
With hard work and dedication, anything is possible.
So let's talk about that hard work, if you don't mind, because as I said,
sure.
You have been recognized, you know, as being one of Miami's top plastic surgeons. I mean, that in itself, you know, takes for one thing discipline, but also dedication. You know, do you think it all boils down to realizing that in life, the important thing is to give your best? Do you think that has kind of been your driving force throughout?
100%. I think giving your best is the most important thing to any effort that somebody might give, because, you know, people in this route of career choice, you know, you won't ever win every battle. You won't ever get your best score. You won't ever, you know, succeed in everything that you do. And I think that's part of building character and building, you know, somebody who can really, you know, stand up after being knocked down. So I think passion and drive are the two most important things. That's one of the things I try to tell most students when they come and ask me about, you know, plastic surgery in specific, being very competitive, is that, you know, that they have to try their best. And even they may not be the best on paper, they may not be the smartest person in the class, but if they want it bad enough, it is definitely possible.
Right, exactly. It is definitely possible, and I think that is a great reminder for all of us. So for you, you know, as you have been able to go throughout your own journey, being able to do what you love, as we've talked about, being able to help other people through the foundation, we're about to speak a little bit more about the foundation in a moment and how our listeners can find out more information about that. There's also then, of course, the platform of the world. You're known there in Miami, but now, of course, thanks to the internet and other interviews that you've been doing, you know, Sergio, people have gotten to know you from around the world. What has that been like for you, to be known, I mean, because of the work that you're doing and the example that you're setting?
Well, I think we live in an international, you know, market here in Miami, but specifically because of the internet and the connectivity that we all have with social media and such, it's a beautiful thing to be able to, you know, to reach out and deal with patients and people from all over the world. I think, you know, the beauty about plastic surgery, whether you're talking about cosmetic or reconstruction, it's something that, you know, transcends all cultures and, you know, people from all walks of life. So being in Miami helps because we are kind of at the hub of a very big international market. But I like dealing with people from different cultures and different backgrounds, and it's very fulfilling.
Yeah. So for you, do you find that, you know, when it comes to your life's work and what you've been able to do, and primarily in being able to pay it forward to others through the foundation, do you see that as just a connection of who we are? You talked about social media, but do you see that foundation as also a connection, you know, to the community and also, of course, to those around you?
Yes, I do. That is a huge part of satisfaction, at least for me and I know my family. It gives us a sense of, you know, fulfillment to be able to invest in other people's, you know, education, something that that will be with them forever. And ultimately, we hope that educating people will allow them to then pay it forward and be able to change other people's lives. I think, you know, I'm a strong believer in karma, and, you know, I've been very blessed in this life. So the least I could do is try to give back to people that are less fortunate.
Exactly. So how can our listeners stay connected with you, Sergio, as well as find out more information about the work that you do in the foundation?
Well, they can go to my website at alvarezplasticsurgery.com or find me on Facebook or Twitter and follow me in that setting. They can also, you know, through my website, contact me personally. I'm a strong believer in personal contact with all of my patients and anybody who has any interest in what I do or following my footsteps.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I noticed when I was prepping for this segment with you, Sergio, is I read a great interview that you did with the Levity Ball. And one of the things that you mentioned there was something that I didn't know, and that was a clinic that you're working on, an international clinic that you're working on. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what the plans are with that?
Yes. Well, I have a very dear friend of mine that has seen me move up in my career, who's actually a plastic surgeon in Spain, and he has a great practice out there. And part of this sense of connectivity that we have with the world, you know, we want to create an international clinic of plastic surgery. One of the things that we have yet to see is a group of plastic surgeons getting together and working as one. I think partly due to the fact that most, you know, surgeons don't think outside of their local market, I think it'd be nice to be able to bring a sense of an international brand to what we do, so that people can get better educated and learn more about kind of the things that we offer.
Right. Okay. So definitely something for us to be able to look forward to. And as you heard Sergio say this, the best way to be able to stay connected with what's coming up next for him, as well as, of course, what's going on with him, is by going to the website at alvarezplasticsurgery.com. So make sure you guys bookmark that. And then, of course, be able to stay connected with him through social media as well. Sergio, thank you so much for the time today. I really do appreciate it. And I hope you'll come back. We'd love to share with you again.
It's my pleasure, Cyrus. Thank you for having me.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us for another segment of Conversations Live. If you guys came in late and missed part of the conversation with Dr. Alvarez, don't worry. Thanks to our friends online, you guys can catch the podcast of this conversation. The link is already available on our Facebook and Twitter pages. So head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb and click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.